name. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's in trouble, you can call us on the dozen.
Yeah.
We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
This song makes me want to jam.
Do you remember the dance?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, people. The dance that went with this song was the most badass thing ever.
Anastasia was Vito Corleone-ing right now.
Yeah, she's over there just no.
It's a simple step together.
Oh, God.
Kind of motion. It was awesome.
I have so many good memories about that show.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers Power Hour.
And then I watched it again, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Right? Yeah. Hey. Yeah, it's on Hulu. You can get the entire season, and it's so bad.
So, hey out there, everybody. It's Awkward Conversations here, and it's your host, Cuddles the Sociopath, Francisco Calderon. Call in live at 1-800-893-9562. I'm joined today by my wonderful co-hosts. We're here with Miss Anastasia Washington.
Hi.
We're here with Rachel Frumkin.
Hello.
And Mr. Frank Bennington.
That
and
was me.
We're joined by one of my greatest and longest gaming buddies. I think that we have played some weird, weird shit in our journey.
Emphasis on gaming.
Gaming buddy. Raul Flores.
Hello, that's me.
Yay! Woo!
So we're here today.
Wunderbar.
So we're here today to talk about video games. The video games.
Sounds terribly more dirty than it actually is.
Scrim. Oh, God.
Scrim?
Yes, we will talk about Scrim.
Great. Awesome. Like scrimmaging and scrimming and scrim.
I love scrimming in the morning.
Hot, so hot. Is the past of scrim scrum?
I like to use scrim milk.
Scrim.
My oatmeal.
To running.
Oh, God.
You've got some scrim.
Oh, God, all over my face.
Hey, so, God, just swallowed. This guy scrimmed on me. Oh, so gross.
All over your face.
It could just be any of
me. I mean, the Skyrim puns go forever.
I got really bitchy just now. I need to turn off the bitch, right?
So, I've been playing video games since I was very young. One of my first memories is playing Pong and playing like the Pac-Man at the actual like tabletop arcade version. Video games. I've spent too much money on them as well. I am always really interested in seeing what other people's perspective, because video games really have changed in the opinion of popular culture. They used to be looked down upon for a very long time. They used to be spit upon and people never considered them artistic at all. Now we've entered into this era where they're surpassing other art forms now. I am always fascinated just to see what people think of video games in general. Rachel, what kind of exposure do you have?
Well, I have a brother who's 3 years older than me. So when he was like, 10, he got the first Nintendo and was all about, Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda and all those things, And I was thinking about this, he never let me play with those games.
Were you a watcher?
Yeah. Like, he would never let me, it really bummed me out, man. Like, he would never let me play. The first time I think I ever played Mario Brothers on my own was at, a friend's house, and her brother was like, hey, we're playing this game. You, want to play? And I was like, yeah, I don't really know what to do. He's like, oh, it's super easy, man. And, I wasn't, the best. I got to, level 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, hey, this is a lot of fun. My brother's an asshole. Why didn't he let me do this before?
Video games.
But those weren't the games I was good at, man. I was not good at Mario Brothers.
Did you enjoy watching video games, though? Because I know a lot of people that really do love watching other people play video games.
Like, I like that, and I like the ones, I remember my brother got, maybe Kingdom Hearts 2 or something.
Which is amazing.
And he's, no joke, for 3 days straight, stayed up playing it, and I remember waking up at, 2 a.m. and just being like, so what's this story about? And, just being fascinated by, the story.
Hey, Stacey, what kind of exposure have you had to
I've been exposed.
You are exposed.
I've had every game system. I still have my Coleco.
Nice.
But I did get rid of my Atari, not by my choice. But I don't know. I played a lot. I had older sisters, but it was actually me that played the video games. Mm-hmm. I used to love to play
Booger Man. It's like my favorite game.
Booger Man.
What?
Is Booger Man?
It was this guy that would go, it's really disgusting.
He throws snot at people?
Yeah, he does. Oh. He like flicks boogers at like pus and like scabs.
Wow.
And that was my favorite Sega game. But I played all the, you know, like, I played Mario Brothers, loved it. I played, what was the other one? I liked to play Zelda. And then, you know, like, when the Game Boys came out, I was, like, addicted to Tetris.
Tetris
like,
is the shit.
Tetris is the jam.
Game Boy.
Actually, no, yeah, totally.
Your lady jam.
I think Tetris.
No, not lady jam.
I think Tetris actually really made the portable gaming, it made it happen. Because it was this crazy addictive game. And it was the game that you could just jump to whenever you had the extra time. And it made it perfect. It was a perfect match. Mm. I'm still waiting for the movie.
In a world where blocks.
Oh my God.
It'll be a Cold War. It'll be a Cold War-esque like scenario where two warring factions are trying to build a new rocket.
No, it'll
first.
Be like Battleship where it's like aliens and you have to like configure them into stuff. Whatever.
The fan-made movie?
The poster?
Yeah.
Yes, I totally have.
There was actually a commercial for like two, 3 minute length.
What? Of Tetris?
There's a badass like poster and it has a view of an angular upward looking and like the blocks are falling at you really like ferociously with fire coming out of them. Yeah, so badass.
Have you seen the rock, paper, scissors one?
No.
It's rock, paper, scissors spaceships, and it says rock, paper, scissors. No matter what you choose, we all lose.
Okay. So I'm going to toss the question over to our guest today, Raul. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
So what kind of exposure to video games have you had, and where did it all start?
I started when I was young, and my father brought in a Nintendo.
Hooray.
And it came with the Mario and the Duck Duck Choose.
Duck Hunt.
And I would totally cheat and point the controller right at the TV so whenever I shot it would always kill that.
It's strategy.
And I would win. And that made me happy.
The technology behind that just like, I did not know how it worked. I was so, like, it was magic to me as a child.
It was awesome. And then after that, I always had all the Nintendo systems. The only Nintendo system I didn't own was GameCube.
Really?
Besides that, I've owned every single one, including the new Wii U.
Yeah, how do you like it?
It's amazing.
Is it? I want to play it.
It's amazing.
I'm going to steal it.
I have a question for you, Sisto.
Yeah.
Since you're so, like, into gaming, have you ever seen this movie called The Wizard?
Yeah. It's so bad. Let me get my gaming glove.
Every time it's on, I watch it, and I remember being like that age, and at Universal Studios, they had those like weird gaming tournaments that people would like show, like flock
nice.
To. With like the my brother had the Power Glove, I still don't understand the Power
I couldn't,
Glove.
I can't
don't get
do it.
It.
You're playing with power in your
but
glove.
But it's like it's. That's the concept. I was just like thinking about that
yeah.
when this topic of conversation came up today.
Before the Kinect came up.
I think that was like when they were trying to make video games cool.
Yeah.
But they really didn't do it well. They did it 80s cool, and it just made it worse.
No.
The Power Glove actually showed up in one other thing.
Really?
Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Really?
That's, right. That's how they killed Breckenmeyer.
I remember now.
Frank, I know that you play video games as well, and what kind of exposure have you had?
Well, when I was little... Some guy came up to me and he said, hey.
Not that story.
Not that one.
Not that kind of exposure.
When I was 14, this girl came up to me and she,
that's not that story.
No.
Again.
I used to go over to my friend's house and we would watch like pay-per-view. Anyone remember pay-per-view?
Oh my God.
Anyone remember pay-per-view?
It's called on-demand now.
On-demand.
One time, like he busted out with this machine, this magical machine that made things happen on screen. And I was like, what? What is this? So we started off playing Super Mario Brothers, of course.
Yes.
Is that Tetris?
It's a Tetris
poster.
There
are so many Tetris posters and fake fan trailers. Some of them are pretty awesome. And then there's this one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and... No.
Dolph Lundgren,
that's
the best.
It's just
not.
In Soviet Russia, you make Tetris.
Tetris.
Crush
you.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yes.
Anyone remember Mortal Kombat?
Oh, Lulu. Man. Yeah.
Lulu, I know you're super into fighting games. Yes. Well, Mortal Kombat probably, like...
Oh, I love Mortal Kombat.
It was the most violent game pants. My mom would let my brother and I play.
So bloody.
Soul Calibur is the one I currently play.
Mm.
But I loved Mortal Kombat.
Funny enough, like fighting games are the ones that I did not get into.
I love them. Fight Club is so freaking blood, right?
Hey,
I love that shit. Hey. My nieces are so good at it. They can break people's, like, I don't even know how they do this crap. I'm like tearing people's hearts out and shit.
I'm going to toss the question to Nick. Nick, what kind of exposure to video games have you had?
I was a really big gamer up until probably 9th or 10th grade. I probably stopped. I was really into Super Nintendo, and I didn't like Nintendo 64, so I got a PlayStation instead. And then when PlayStation 2 came out, I lost interest. But I always liked RPGs.
Yes.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Cross.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Chrono Break.
It's also a strip club.
Anything like that. I like fighting games. I like role-playing games. Pretty much any games besides sports games.
Here's
the thing.
I don't understand why they exist.
I was awesome at like those racing games. Road Rash and like the ones where you had to race cars. Like I was the best at those. No strategy. You just didn't have to blow up. And like I always got like the best score on those, and my brother sucked at those games. Mm-hmm. So I felt like a little superior. I was like, "Ha ha! I win, you lose."
Need for Speed.
Those ones are good. Yeah. The only good racing game that I really got into was Mario Kart. It's like one of the best racing games they've ever made. It is so good. And actually, like the Mario Kart DS was seriously the best really racing game ever. It's so good.
Actually, the Wii one with the motorcycles was pretty good.
No. The DS one was so fun because it also had online multiplayer, but it was like that untagged version where it just like threw you together. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that one.
I like things that are bloody.
What is the racing car game that you crash and it gives you more and more points? Burnout, there you go. You would love that one. It's all about getting into horrific, bloody, destructive crashes, and the bigger,
sounds
the
like
more
that
points.
Movie Crash?
Maybe. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you fuck somebody's
and you fuck somebody
wound
on top of a car.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's exactly like that movie.
On the topic of RPGs, one of the things that always struck me as really fantastic about video games was their ability to tell stories. Like, they can really get you invested because not only are you just reading the story, you're in it. You're part of it. You're interacting with it. You have investment. RPGs have such this warm place in my heart because of that. There's so many beautiful stories.
He's
from
smiling
games.
Really big.
I think
right
they're
now.
The best games of all. Of
no,
all.
Yeah,
oh. The best.
Final Fantasy VI.
In many ways.
Have you guys? You guys know Studio Ghibli like animation. I think I brought it up before. Mm-hmm. Howl's Moving Castle. They're actually working on a new video game now, an RPG one called Ni no Kuni, and it's that art style in a video game. And their deep storytelling style.
Oh, that trailer.
On Ni no Your Kuni.
Yeah. What about you, Raul? What like kind of games really caught your attention?
The ones that caught my attention were the big one that I was obsessed with for a while when it first came out was Donkey Kong.
About Donkey Kong. Yeah. I used to play that. No, I mean, like, I forgot to reference that. I mean, like,
I think that's a big classic. What was it, Super Nintendo? The original Donkey Kong?
The original, but I don't think it was called. Was it called Donkey Kong then?
Well, actually, he made an appearance in Nintendo.
No, that's right. He was the monkey.
He was the monkey that. But
I think
Mario.
That was called Donkey Kong, and that was before Mario was named.
Oh, you know what else? Sonic.
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 Sonic. Which Sonic went through a horrible phase. It got really, really bad for a long time.
No, I'm talking about classics.
My brother used to call him Sega. Can we play Sega?
I don't understand what that means.
They had a cartoon for that too, right?
And then there was Sonic had a cartoon, Actually, I love and hate video game cartoons, by the way, because there's like video game and pop culture is this horrible, wonderful world
it's
where.
Beautiful.
Okay, it's beautiful in one big exception, and that's the Super Mario Brothers movie. Come on, that movie is so badass.
It's just badass terrible.
Come on, people, Dennis Hopper, I know you need a paycheck and you need to fuel your drug obsession, but really, really, you had to do Mario Brothers.
It's got totally evil Aunt Petunia. She's the villain.
Can they remake it since they're making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles over?
Oh my God, how many times are they going to remake TMNT?
Michael Bay is such a visionary artist.
Are they really aliens?
I think he's making them aliens. Off. I thought they were removing that.
If they're making them aliens, I'd be really sad.
They were just like, he's making, we understand you guys are mad, but it's going to work out. Don't worry.
Kids that got hit by the.
Okay, they're not mutant turtles then.
Yeah, mutant means that you had a mutation. You dumbass.
They're just calling it alien ninja turtles.
They were just little baby turtles that wandered up.
Yeah, that got the ooze,
Michael Bay is destroying it.
So then you have to change it. Teenage alien turtles.
Well, they're not even doing that. They're just calling it ninja turtles.
Oh. You know what? Stop fucking with my childhood. Don't do, like, you know, Karate Kid and do it in Kung Fu in a different country. And don't fuck up my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I want to fuck you over.
Did you guys ever play the
that movie so many times.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game? The arcade?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm really obsessed with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters for a long time.
The side-scrolling brawler?
Yeah.
All those games are awesome.
Side-scrollers. I love.
Oh, yeah.
Side-scrollers.
The Simpsons game.
Oh,
I love playing Lisa with her jump rope.
Oh, it was so
I was always Bart.
That one a lot, actually.
Bart with his little... Bart Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime we went to the theater, it was Simpsons game.
I know.
The best part, like, I remember as a child, I had an opportunity where I went to this girl's sleepover and, girl, toad's gay.
Girl!
And her dad, like, collected old arcade machines and just had them sitting there. And it was amazing. I just, like, the whole night, I think I ignored everyone.
Probably.
It was the most fun I've had ever. Yeah.
But yeah, I actually played the Simpsons games even though I have never seen a Simpsons episode.
If you played the game, I think that's honorary.
Yeah, I think that's honorary.
And I've been on the ride.
The mystery machine back there. I will just point out.
I think it's just a stoner version.
It looks like the stoner machine.
There's a mural in our studio with just cars, and one of them looks like the mystery machine.
It's a stoner vehicle.
It's a stoner vehicle.
It's a stoner rape van.
Totally.
Oh my god, not all vans are rape vans. They have to be white.
Only the good ones.
Or like really cruddy looking. Other ones are just stoners.
Oh. Alrighty. Okay. Excuse me, princess. Jeez Louise.
I'm going to put onto the table, what is your opinion of pop culture and its mixture with video games? Like, video games really have started to influence it and vice versa.
I like certain aspects of it, but like I used to do it as a social thing. Like when my friends were over, we would play video games, or like I would do it for like an hour or two. But now, like my niece plays like 8 to 10 hours of Black Ops.
I could do that.
And like every day, and she like gets really obsessed with it. And like I go, what are you doing with your life?
How old is your niece?
She is 16.
Oh, perfect age.
Yeah. And now she's got my 9-year-old niece into it. Like, we were in the store, and they were doing all the lingo, and I was like, seriously? But they don't play any other game. No other game. Mm-hmm. They don't venture out.
Little ponies.
Well, that's sad, then.
I mean, like, that's what I mean.
What
like,
are you
they
doing
don't
with
they don't
life?
They don't do anything else. Like, they waited till Black Ops 2 came out, and they're now
there
Black
is
Ops 2.
A game actually that I think that you would absolutely love, and it completely exemplifies like the mixture of pop culture and video game, and I think you love this one as well. Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
I know. I should
Kingdom
say
Hearts
that
is
one.
Good.
No, Kingdom Hearts is holy shit amazing. The story, like, it's a little convoluted, amazing. But it's really good.
But
and
yeah, you know, that's the one I was saying. Like, you know, I wasn't even playing the game with my brother, and I was just like, dude, the story is amazing.
Disney,
what's going on?
The Disney characters are actually badass too.
I've gone to Little Tokyo to get the action figures from.
As you said,
but like, I haven't played that, but it seems pretty awesome. Like some of these games, I'm like, I need to get like. L.A. Noir looks really
good. It's good and bad.
I think
you would like it, though.
I think I would like it because it's just the themes
tone.
I like and that and
the style.
Yeah, and that genre and stuff like that. I like.
It's did you ever play any of the Grand Theft Auto games?
Yeah.
Because it's that engine, but it's a toned down, slower paced version of that.
I like that.
Which is,
I like bloody games. Like my favorite games are like Silent Hill and Resident Evil and like that stuff. I can play for like a long time. I play BioShock. And it's okay, but
I love it.
I love it.
It's the style.
It's just, I don't know. I love more blood.
Rahul.
That
song's
blood.
More blood.
What are your favorite games out there?
Currently?
Yeah.
I've been playing League of Legends.
Oh, that actually.
What are they called? They're called,
You would like Fear. If you like blood.
Oh,
it's got a little
Fear.
Girl blowing people up with her mind.
Actually,
the one with the teddy bear on top? No. What's the teddy bear one?
I think that's... it's a teddy bear.
No, there's like a killer teddy bear one.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Naughty Bear. Yeah, it's not good. There was so much like hype for that too.
It was a lot. And then like Borderlands
is good. I don't think you would like it though. That's the thing. Maybe it is just your jump in, shoot everything kind of game.
It's a sci-fi western.
Yeah. It's a sci-fi western. The only thing is the style of it is really meant to be played in multiplayer. You playing it alone is terrible. You have to play it with at least two or three, four people.
I like to play video games with other people. Like when I'm playing them alone, I'm like,
This is cute.
Yeah, but Borderlands is amazing.
Like, what's on my DVR?
One of the games that I really love, and in general the series, is the Elder Scrolls series. And Skyrim, actually, we had someone tweet us
Scrim.
Earlier.
Skrim.
Skyrim is actually one of those games that is so amazing. Beautiful, just gorgeous. The story is rich.
I want to play the tabletop version of Elder Scrolls.
I want them to make a movie of any of the Elder Scrolls.
I seriously want to play the tabletop version of Elder Scrolls. It looks so awesome.
They have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Elder Scrolls. Yeah.
It's like the Forgotten Realms? Or
Yeah, Forgotten Realms, yeah. Yeah.
No, I think those are different.
No, is that a side story, like side system?
Forgotten Realms is like Baldur's Gate and Knights, I believe.
Oh, see, this looks like a game I would play.
Oh,
like
no,
Elder
yeah.
Scrolls?
The thing is, it's a game where you can make your own character and you can play any style you want, really.
Yes.
And you can go in quest and do these adventures in this massive, sheerly, like, it's humongous.
Sandbox. It's very D&D like. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is very D&D.
It's amazing. Also, you can marry people.
Except for I can't do the backstory that I would do on my D&D.
Yeah, you can.
Lulu.
If you
I have binders. Shit.
How?
Binders. I have binders. If you want to come see me.
She has binders full of women. That's so old. I'm sorry.
Lulu.
Yes.
How addicted did you get to Skyrim?
I loved it so much. I didn't even do the main quest until like towards the end. I did like all the other quests and I'm like, oh, that's right, I'm important. I guess I'm gonna do the things that matter to me.
Is it like, I've never played it, but I have friends that played it and it sounds like it's like WoW?
No, yes and no. It's WoW alone with a rich story.
Oh, okay.
There is no multiplayer.
Beautiful graphics.
Okay.
Amazing.
And I've seen the graphics.
Here's the cool thing. That game, they're really good about making their programming acceptable to like add-ons and different skins. So people have put so much extra shit out there that you can upgrade the graphics to super realistic craziness. You can have crazy weather. You can have everything in that game. Everyone in my game's naked.
Yes. Of course they are.
I have it actually where all the men, when you remove their clothes, get naked, and I actually am a thief in that game and I could steal clothes off of people. So just like
of course.
Battling while naked.
And like you know the other game I like think I like the graphics on is like Portal and Portal 2. Graphics for that.
Be still
are
my
so
heart.
Cool.
Okay, you just opened a new like can of worms.
A can of worms I opened.
Portal is one of the games that I seriously think everybody should play because it's not just the game that you need to be a gamer to understand or even enjoy. It's just amazing. It's beautiful graphics, amazing storytelling, even
I
though
Stephen Merchant's in it.
The storytelling is only done through voice actors.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. And the gameplay is first person shooter puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Is the portal gun from it?
Yes, yeah. Portal gun is
actually
from it.
Half of the story is told through the environment.
Yeah,
and like there will be times where testing rooms are kind of dilapidated, so you can go behind the scenes and you'll just see scribbling of like certain characters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just really informs what went down.
It's Gigs glorious. Alive. Please, this like anyone listening out there. Go pick it up. Pay every cent you can for this game because that company is the godsend.
They also did Half-Life, which is really good.
Half-Life is another one in that same style. It's a first-person shooter.
They're both in the same universe, too.
Yeah, they're all in the same universe.
What's aren't they making a movie out of Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know Michael what
Fassbender.
That is.
Fassbender is going to be in
it's
this.
Got Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Because I've only seen the commercials for this game. I just want to make sure I get the basic gist of what this game is. Guy from future goes back in revolutionary times and fights people?
Nope. Okay, here. Okay. Another can of worms.
Accurate, but not accurate.
Watered down, I guess.
I am going to give...
like, that's what I gather from the commercials.
I'm going to give out spoiler warning right now because this may have a bit. Okay, Assassin's Creed is a story in which the Templars and the a secret organization are fighting each other throughout the ages. The Templars have a device that allows you to jump back into your ancestors' memories. and relive their lives.
I see.
What happens is the Templars are basically using this massive corporation front to just manipulate the world, and they have for years. And they're all hunting after ancient, like, religious relics. And the religious relics get revealed later on that they're all tied to, like, an alien race. And the story keeps going further and further with the main character, Desmond, going into the different memories of his different ancestors because they all had exposure to these devices or all have seen maps where they're located.
I see.
So okay. He's trying to relive and figure out where everything is.
Because, like, the there's new one, that one, amazing. And then, like, sci-fi is coming out with, like, a TV version of Defiance. Which I don't yeah, it looks really like, I don't play the game, but it looks like a really cool TV show.
Mm-hmm. When you say Defiance, I just think of that movie.
With, what's his face? The guy I hate?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Sexy Daniel
Defiance
Craig.
Or Dishonored?
No, it's called Defiance.
Video game?
I think so. Well, that's what it said on the little...
Is it current advertisement out now? Like, is it a guy with a black mask and, like, weird
no, daughter? No, I know what Dishonored okay. is. It's not Dishonored.
It looks like it is for Defiance.
Oh, sci-fi.
That's weird.
I don't know. I don't play video. I told you the video games I play are like what we discussed earlier in the show.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's what I do.
It's not out yet, but they're making an MMO. And
so is it like in conjunction?
Yeah, they're doing it in conjunction.
That sounds okay.
I have no idea.
That's it has okay. an alien with like a really like weird.
And I know Dishonored, I know because of Face Off.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Dishonored
did like makeup for Dishonored.
One amazing and two terrible. The story is really kind of lame.
Like really kind of weird steampunky. And
that's
like,
the thing.
Here's steampunk, but like disfigured people.
It's the same engine as Skyrim. So it's like visually just gorgeous.
Pretty.
And the gameplay is really fun. It's like 5 hours long and the story is kind of shitty.
Ew. I hate that. 5 hour long games or like 6 hour long games. Yeah. I paid $60.
I want 80 hours.
Quality and quantity.
Lulu.
Yes.
We know about our money and investment in games. MMOs.
Oh, MMOs. Oh, God. The money.
Oh God! If you have some money lying around and you want to get addicted to something,
What does MMO?
A MMORPGer.
I know what RPG and like
MMO RPG, massive multiplayer online role playing game.
Okay.
The consistent structure is it's a game where you have a kind of sandboxy esque quest system.
Right.
Where like everyone's there, they journey. Yeah, it's that. It's based off of that.
Yeah.
And then everybody plays and creates their own little tribes.
Uh-huh.
And the whole game is fueled by the people that play it. World of Warcraft was my second exposure. I actually wrote for an MMO before that called Nexus Kingdom of the Winds. It was one of the first Korean games that got brought over here.
Yeah.
It was I got really into that for about 5 years. And then I went to World of Warcraft and I got into that for about another four or five years. It's like these games eat your soul. They're so good.
I had friends that were so into WoW that they would have WoW parties. And instead of bringing their laptops, they would bring their entire CPU.
Yeah, we've done that. That's called a LAN party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's totally fun.
I was like, I couldn't believe like my friend. I'm like, that is. I lived in Portland at the time when I knew this person. And like this guy would get on like four trains. Lugging his CPU.
Yeah, totally.
And I was like, oh my God.
That is dedication.
Yeah. I was like, commitment. That is massive dedication.
Did you, Lulu, did you used to go to the cafes?
No, I never did the cafes.
So in high school, I got really into Counter-Strike because of the video game cafes.
Oh,
they have it basically where it's just a room with tons of computers. Everyone's on the same system. And like tons of Asian kids come in and play Counter-Strike. Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
I like Asian
games. It was
StarCraft.
StarCraft as well.
Oh God, StarCraft.
Strategy games like that.
Okay, a game I play. I don't think it's a video game, but like I used to play like Civilizations.
Amazing, amazing.
I loved Civilizations.
It is so good.
There was always one empire I could never conquer. It was in stinky Romans.
That's because they're really strong.
Yeah, in the like everyone era. Else, I could like kick their ass, but like. Romance.
I loved PC games. I used to play Myst like all the time.
Yes.
Made a movie yet?
Right, because it would be so beautiful.
Because I haven't done it yet.
No dialogue.
God, I'm so busy.
No dialogue. Fully silent.
It would be so awesome. And then I used to play the Alice in Wonderland.
Like the American McGee ones.
Yeah, I haven't played the new one.
I've heard it's good, but not bad. I mean, it's like
it's not great.
It's in that. area where it's worth it. It's in that area where it's worth it to play because it's supposed to be fun. But if you are a gamer, you'll probably have issues with it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that would be a good movie too.
Did you guys ever play Black and White? It was like Civilization.
The god one.
Yeah, but it was like Civilization, but like you're a god, and basically you choose an animal, like a giant wolf or something,
as your avatar.
Yeah, to be your avatar slash general.
I already have a god complex. That would have been. Oh no,
these get Black and White too.
And then Black and White, so like this game was made for me.
What is that? There's a new one that's kind of like that God version called Dust Something. It was on the PS3 and the Xbox.
Oh, the Dust one where you pretty much
move
around.
You're a shaman.
Move your herd out.
Yeah, you're an ancient. You're a shaman who can control the elements in this world, and you're trying to protect and save your tribes.
Was it from PS3?
Yeah, Dust. From Dust. There you go. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a really good game as well.
I don't have Google. I'm just really brilliant.
Really,
really, really brilliant.
So it's brilliant.
It looked really nice, actually. Dust.
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool.
I'm going to use this opportunity now to bring up awkward questions.
So just prime yourself and get ready.
No. Actually, here's a Lube warning. Lulu listens to the show.
Oh no!
So he knows our questions.
I don't know the question.
you don't know the question,
girl.
You guys, what's that documentary that was about the guy that played Donkey Kong that got like really good
King
at
King of Kong?
King of Kong. Thank you. I've been trying to like no.
Rachel, you're
I've been
first.
Trying to note it.
Oh, this is a special holiday question. Okay.
Yay, holidays.
Would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner forever or be Thanksgiving dinner?
Eat Thanksgiving dinner forever.
I don't think anybody's answered that.
Well, I said I would like to be Thanksgiving dinner, but then you made it not sexual.
There's so many options for Thanksgiving that, like, you wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think you can get bored of it because you can do turkey and then.
There's a lot of variety.
I mean, she said she wanted to be eaten.
Variety.
She hates Thanksgiving so much. She wanted to be eaten.
Yeah, that's true.
She thinks
Stacy.
She thinks Thanksgiving so much.
Stacey, you're up.
Okay. What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten or would eat?
Oh, the weirdest thing I ate was in high school. And of course, I was a freshman.
Penis.
And it was...
Penis does not get
Where's that penis then? In 2 years. We'll talk about this. It was an egg roll and there was whipped cream all over it with like a caramel and like a cherry.
Wait, so like it was an egg roll?
It was an egg roll and then all over
Why
it
did they do
caramel.
This?
Whipped cream.
Wait, was this a band thing?
It was a band thing, but then I got really hungry. I'm like, egg roll, whipped cream, why not? Caramel.
That's like that Cinnabon hot dog thing.
Oh my god.
Chris Hardwick
took
a bite
of. What? Oh my god, it's
so gross. It was so gross. Nice. Cinnabon and a hot dog.
That sounds hot.
That sounds very
delicious.
Gross.
Frank, you're up.
Okay. Would you have sex with an alien and would you wear a rubber?
Kind of alien? Like, give a...
Tentacles are involved. Tentacles.
So that's always the question.
All
that is
aliens.
Always the question.
Any kind of alien.
Whatever alien, but whatever it is, tentacles are involved.
Testicles are involved.
Tentacles going to be used in sexual...
Yes. Maybe. Yes, you don't
probably.
Know.
You don't know.
Maybe. You don't know them.
Are they like slimy tentacles?
They can be.
Or like the suction cup?
Well, just think slimy, lube, great, awesome.
They're
tentacles.
Ambiguous
tentacles.
Don't all
tentacles have suction cup thing?
No.
Is he hot?
Oh.
Yes,
is
sure.
Alien hot?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No?
I think I'd pass.
You wouldn't? Space AIDS. Oh, come on.
Space AIDS. That cannot be your thing. That is your reasoning for it all the time.
Well, according to him, space AIDS is awesome.
It gives you powers.
I want space AIDS.
It gives you superpowers, people.
But AIDS is
fantastic. Four got space AIDS, and look at them.
But I would pass on the alien sex.
You're terrible.
Sorry.
Well, do you know what? You don't have much time on it because the apocalypse is coming next month.
We'll find
Do you
it.
Believe anything will happen on December 21st, 2012?
Shocking.
Why is everyone so skeptical?
Because nobody wants to believe in their own dreams.
We're so spectacles.
They're so spectacles.
It's probably going to come in the form of like, electricity went out for a minute. Oh,
who knows?
And then it's going to be like Y2K. It's just
keep having like this vision in my head, and it's like this wonderful fantasy that what if we actually have
it's a wonderful fantasy.
Alien like contact on that day, or we actually
that would
have
be awesome
wouldn't that would
scary
change
and awesome and scary.
Everything.
It would. Or if like Netflix announced, because you know there's Skynet. If Netflix announces that they can like program your brain with their instant content, then the rise of Skynet happens.
I would love this. I think that's cool. I'm just saying.
Conspiracy.
Netflix,
theories.
I know what you're doing, and I like it.
It's okay.
Get in there. I know it's a little silly fantasy, but I want the aliens to arrive, and I want them to rape Raul on December 21st.
I said, I didn't want to have sex with you.
That is the only thing that will happen.
I know. And bye. Rape and run.
What if they're going to be like, we heard you didn't want to have sex with us, so now we're going to force it upon you.
The age of the superheroes happens after the aliens rape everyone and give them superheroes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Dude, if I get superpowers from fucking an alien, I'm okay.
What if it's like the...
bonus
if
he's a hot
superpower ever. Like,
as long as I'm not rogue.
Appear, like, dots appear on tables or something.
Dots appear on tables. You can poke anything with your mind.
I've totally had this. I'm jubilee, but with dots.
I can instantly bake a cake.
Yes.
That's a badass power.
Actually, that's pretty cool.
You want cake? Here you go.
Now, are the materials inside you, or do you summon them to you?
It's like web shooters.
Just cake material comes out of your hand.
I am woman, sugar, and spice.
That's why I always imagine. It's like powers like that. I imagine, like, you know, if you can, like, make money up here, like, you actually stole money from someone. Like, pay for something.
Just baking cake somewhere in the world.
Here's my money. Oh, yes, exactly. Someone's making a cake somewhere else in the world. It's like little Rob, where's my cake, mom?
You're a horrible person.
I don't want the super fat power to throw my own fat.
Actually, there is totally something along the lines of that, where someone could tear off fat and it would become like a smaller version of them.
No, no, I want to be able to throw it at little bitches.
Oh, okay.
Like skinny bitches that are causing you problems. I just want to be like, I think we discussed this before,
and I think we decided.
Now you have cankles.
I think we discussed this, and I think we decided that you needed like the reverse power of thinner. You can just go fatter.
Exactly. And like, I can never eat celery. Ever.
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna change gears again and change it to something very special. That's our movie of the month.
Oh.
You see, it is perhaps one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen.
It is.
Super green.
It's so
She's in a giant tanning bed. Save her.
Oh, God.
She's only got tape to cover her boobies.
This was our movie of the month. And it was our movie of the month because it was both Stacey's and my birthday. And it is probably our favorite movie ever.
It is.
I cannot say enough about this. It is an absolutely amazing movie.
It is.
I watched it on Netflix. I watched it on AMC.
Touching.
It's awesome.
It's funny. I would like to touch people in it.
It has such an amazing mixture.
It's one of the few things I've liked Chris Tucker in.
Oh, yes.
I like Chris Tucker.
Nice. Enjoyable.
I think he was funny.
I remember watching this movie, getting super, super obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And watching it like every day, three times.
Yeah, it was epic. I don't know. Like, it just seems so different from what was coming out at the time. I don't know. Like, I don't know what movie you can like equal it to.
I don't think there's really much that can. The thing with The Fifth Element is... Oh, Lulu. He's sitting over there. What are they talking about?
I was confused. And I love that movie.
Yes. There, like I said, there's such this weird mixture in it of it's an amazing sci-fi story. It's hilarious. It's action-packed. And I also love that like the main bad guy and the good guy never actually meet. And the closest they get is like an elevator ride.
Yeah. It's also very stunning looking. Very visually stunning.
It was.
It's like a bright colored Blade Runner, visually.
Jean-Paul Gaultier did all of the clothing for it and all of the costume designs. It is so over the top. It looks just like his stuff.
So amazing.
I bet that they just sat down and go, design the future.
Dude, like, if it came out like maybe like, I would say like 5-10 years ago, they would have had Alexander McQueen do it and it would have been...
That might have been interesting.
You might have been like kind of... Epic too. This shit is crazy.
I don't know.
Like he should have done a movie. I don't know.
Did he not do anything?
I don't think he did.
That's sad.
Because he's pretty epic. But like also, I think it was like my love for Mila was just sealed then. It was just sealed with that movie.
What is like your favorite scene from that movie, guys?
When Chris Tucker comes out and he's doing his little spiel on the airplane.
Oh, the
and like he's just walking around forward like. I don't know what he's saying. He's like handing.
He's giving like people. Our job.
Yeah. And then like he gets like a paintbrush and like scientists
doing the autograph.
Those Asian girls and just keeps walking forward. Doesn't give a fuck.
It's dumb. I like when the opera singer sang.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I think that's really
and the fight
scene that goes along.
Yeah. The next part. Yeah, the next.
Yeah, I like that.
She threw such a bitch fit.
What?
The singer.
She did?
The singer threw a massive bitch fit because she had that entire song, she has, they recorded it and everything, and then they edited it, and she was like, I'm offended. My artwork was ruined by them editing it. And I was like, what? Yeah, shut the fuck up, bitch.
What happened was that the actress who did it actually sang it. Her name's Mai Wen. She's also in High Tension. She's the girl who gets stolen.
She is?
Yeah.
And, what?
Yeah.
My mind's just been blown. Holy shit. And, another one of the great movies. Exploded.
And when they finished it, she was actually dating the director at the time. And when they finished filming it, they were like, we're just going to dub over your voice with another singer.
So, yeah.
Just so you know.
And she was furious.
So I think the furiosity was also that she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's like, because I think, bitch, please.
Mila married him for a little while after that. And then that happened.
It's another underworld kind of like triangle.
What is that, man?
What is up with that?
But it's okay. It's me, Lisa. With underworld things.
With like these crazy weird twists that happen.
Because like you're with that person for so long, so many hours a day. A little like, hey, they're the boss of me. Not- and I think that's what happens, man. I think they get like a little attracted to the person in power.
Not so much when you have the other person that you are currently with in the room with you too.
Yeah, well, then she's a, oh my, come on. Nobody said she was perfect.
Mila's married
she's
to the directors
skank.
Of, Mila's directed to the, married to the director of Resident Evil, and they've been married for like a few years now. They have a baby. They're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I just think they were incompatible, and the movie just highlighted the, you know,
because like Michael Sheen was in the same movie as Kate Beckinsale and the director.
That's true.
When the whole shindig went down.
Well, who was it? Rachel Weisz. She was like married to the director, and then she like the same movie that Daniel Craig was on, and then she all of a sudden started dating Daniel Craig.
I do think that like my favorite movie fueled romance has to be from Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes. Brad Pitt. Oh,
no, but they weren't. They didn't do anything.
Oh,
that movie.
Oh my god, that movie has so much sexual tension.
Oh my god. Okay, right.
He ended his marriage and then they got together.
Oh,
that movie. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt will always, if they ever get in a fight, if they're ever sad, they'll just look back at that movie and they'll remember.
I'm just gonna say the fact that people were shocked when Brad Pitt ended up with Angelina Jolie is ridiculous because he cheated on Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Aniston.
Why are we so shocked by all these cheating?
But I think he was repeating their
cheater, cheater.
I think that they've actually become better together. I think that they're extremely good together.
Yeah, they are good together.
It's like Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. They're like really good together. Perfect fit. They just need to find that right person.
Wait, who and who?
Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're cute.
They were also kind of cheater companies a little bit too.
Yeah, didn't they meet like during Daredevil? No, wait, no, that was. I'm sorry. I'm.
You're
this
isn't pop culture.
I don't know how they met or when they met, but
I feel like it was though, because that was during like the Bennifer stage, and then he left her, and then he went with that. So Bennifer, maybe.
Oh, if only we could all be as sexually liberated, like in Fifth Element.
I love all those mashup names when they like Bennifer and like I love those.
Tomcat, that's a
Tomcat.
I have really bad like combined names if we combine the names of the people I've dated. So
let's try some.
No. Because I date foreign guys all the time. If I date an American, it would be fine.
Sergastasia.
Anastasia.
Like Anastasia, I'd be like, I'm Olga.
Olga.
Olga. Because you could do like Stacy, so you could do like Tacy.
Tasty.
No, I don't want to be Tacy.
That's creepy.
You
that's
Tacy,
Tacy,
girl.
Or Stison. Stison. Oh,
mine
horrible.
Are weird. I get Fooky.
Fooky
and Phony.
You could do his real name, and Antonio.
Ink.
Fantonio?
Fantonio.
That's still not that great.
That's amazing, I think. I think that's amazing.
I have horrible people, too. I've dated an Eli, an Eric, and an Arthur.
Rely.
Right?
Rely.
Rarick.
Rely.
Rarick?
I like Rarik. Aww. It sounds like a sci-fi movie. Arthur?
And Rat. Oh, you've got Rat there too.
Oh, we're gonna go
no,
with Rat.
No, I didn't date that person. No, I did not.
Oh God.
So back.
People I dated for 5 hours or less, I do not count.
I think I like the Rat.
So back to the fifth element. We veered off in a crazy tangent.
Should happen.
The fifth element was just so special. It actually like sparked this massive love of space in me again. Like before that, I was like, oh,
that
I'm
sounds
kinda,
very wrong.
I'm getting pretty bored. And then
it sparked your space.
I had space. So much space in me function. After that.
Love of space.
I was just like hollowed out.
I'm terrified of space.
Really? So,
but I mean, really love why? Sci-fi.
You should be terrified of anything that's called the final frontier.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I am not. I want to
oh my God.
Be in space. I want to just explore
you
to everything.
No, see, I am terrified. And I recently found out Nathan Fillion has the same kind of phobia. I used to stare up at like the sky and just get like panicked because like I, you know, well, I'm kind of a control freak. Everybody knows that about me.
No.
And, like, no. Like, never.
Girl. Right? Whatever. Fuck you all. So the fact that it's infinite and like we're hanging in this like undefined like space, like I fucking get panicked. I'm like, who's playing with us? What the fuck are we? Why are we puppets? I hate my life.
That actually reminded me of another video game that you'll probably love. Have you heard of Dead Space?
Yes. Oh, I keep hearing good things about it.
Oh my God, please.
I think I'll be totally fucked up after it.
No. The thing is, they're really gory. And the first one is kind of more tense than the second one.
Horror.
It's really, there's lots of dark hallways, lots of crazy shit. I couldn't play it alone in my apartment when I played the first one.
Have you seen Event Horizon?
Yes.
It's just like that.
Setting wise, Event Horizon. Like it took like some of the like parts of the ship are just Event Horizon.
Okay, no, the first time I saw Event Horizon, I was terrified. I thought it was amazing. I saw it recently and I was like, what happened?
It's the dumbest thing ever.
What happened?
It's so cheesy.
I still like it, but
it's
I.
So it's so cheesy.
I don't know, the dated. Ending didn't seem as scary. Or fucked
it's
up.
Just gory.
It's just, it's I gory. Think it's shocking. That's about it. Yeah. At least they tried to.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. But Dead Space is amazing. Please play it. The second one is action-y too.
I'll go put it on my list.
There's totally like parts where you have your gun and you like shove them into aliens' faces and you just blast
I love shoving things into aliens' faces.
Well, we all learned that today.
The only way to kill the aliens in the game is to cut them into little pieces.
If they keep coming at you if you just like rail into them, but if you dismember them, then they're stuck on the ground.
So it's like a vampire. You gotta shred it to pieces.
I love video games that are set in space, actually. I think that they're lots of fun.
There's not that many.
Xenosaga was really, really fun.
Xenosaga.
Was there ever a video game from from Fifth Element?
No, but honestly, I don't think...
It would not.
No, I don't think it would translate well. I feel that...
But I feel like they still would have tried to bastardize it.
I almost imagine that it would be one of those like mass-produced Sega ones that came out. Like the Star Wars ones that came out were like kind of awful.
Somewhere there's a pinball machine.
Oh, God.
Somewhere. There is a pinball
machine.
I want that so bad now.
And I want to know.
I want it to say Super Green whenever you get like the big points.
I want when you Super lose, green. It's like...
Oh, God, yes. Please.
Oh, Mass Effect.
Mass Effect started out good, got really, really bad.
So play Mass Effect
1.
Isn't
there
one?
Play 1.
1. If you like it, play 2. If you still like it, play 3. There.
It's on my list.
Space in video games is especially in RPGs, they do it extremely well. Like there's actually space elements in the Kingdom Hearts games. Because you're
that's
totally
another
like
one I didn't write down. Hold on.
I love that you're like totally making your list while we're on the air.
This is what I do. Like when we start like talking about movies or like TV shows, I'm like dun 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 dun. Okay.
Now for Kingdom Hearts, did you have would you have to know Final Fantasy?
No, you don't.
Because,
no,
because
they're the same character designs, but the character.
But they're not
like
the same
types.
Story.
Yeah, they're very different.
Okay.
And they actually fill you in on quite a bit. And that actually, like, yes, they fill you in a lot if you ask them.
Deeply.
Fill your space.
I was actually surprised how badass some of the Disney characters are in that everyone knows I don't have a particular love of Disney. But in that I was like, holy shit, Mickey just sliced someone's head off.
Yeah, Mickey's pretty badass.
He's
really
on like a badass knight, man.
He's got a black trench coat and he's got like two key swords. Just goes around slicing things. It's pretty badass.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
You're gonna love Disney. You're gonna love it.
No.
He's going to fill your space
with movie have to have a video game counterpart. I don't think every movie needs a video game counterpart.
I agree. And actually, that's part of the bastardization of the industry. It's become so bad. Video games are like mass produced and then they're just tossed out there because everyone thinks, oh, well, if this movie did well, well, the video game would
go. Like, I don't need a Harry Potter video game to go with the movie.
It's very rare.
Yes, I do.
Well, actually,
kind of.
But I'm saying, like,
a Harry Potter MMO would be badass.
Off the top of my head, like, I don't need, every movie doesn't need...
I want to be my own student in the Harry Potter universe. Yeah, come out with a Harry Potter MMO.
I'd be okay
MMO.
With that, actually. I'm okay with that. There was one video game movie that was really good, though. I cannot remember. I think it was Rango, actually. Rango was not bad. It was a fun game. Oh, Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 had probably one of the best movie adaptation games because it had a sandbox mode where you could just build with the toys.
That's cute.
It was a lot of fun.
But don't you ever watch like a movie and you'd be like, this would be a great video game. Or this would be a great ride. I do that a lot. I'm like, I do it with the ride.
My God.
That's awesome.
My problem is video games really have a new identity. Yes, they're so like integrated into that entertainment industry, and you get a lot of money from that. But there are now video games, or have been, that are just pure artistic. They're gorgeous. And they're opening up new horizons. And it's...
how do you feel about the new sci-fi thing that we just found out about on the air? Having a video game that comes out at the same time as a TV series in the air, symbiotic.
I'm not opposed to it. I think that it could have an interesting synergy. I just feel that it could also go terribly wrong.
If you watch the trailers for the show Defiance and for the game, like the graphics on it are... It looks pretty kick-ass, it's so gorgeous, so beautiful. I'm like, I would play this game.
One video game that I think really would translate well to a movie, and actually I think I showed you part of it, was Heavy Rain.
Heavy
Rain basically is an interactive movie, and it's just so beautiful, like the graphics, the story. I felt depressed after playing it.
Didn't they say they were going to make a movie off of it?
Yeah, I think they're working on that. They are making I think another game as well, set in the same
Heavy
city
Rain. Oh, I'm not really happy about the Heavy Rain movie adaptation though.
Why not?
Because it sounds like they're changing a lot. They're not even calling it Heavy Rain, they're just calling it Rain.
Really?
Wait, are they going to have rain in it? Like,
I don't know.
As in the guy rain?
it just signals that they're gonna fuck shit up.
That reminds me. Did any of you see the Blood Rain movie?
No.
I saw clips of it.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
But I heard the review before. Like, I was like, I was kind of like, oh, maybe. And then I heard the review and I was like, oh, never mind. I'm not going to even attempt.
I don't know why video game movies come out so bad.
It's like, because Uwe Boll does
like
most
the
of
the movies. Like the Final Fantasy movie that came out
was not terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't that great.
I like it. Wait, which one?
There's been like two or
three. The Spirits Within.
Yeah, that one's alright.
It's not bad.
But it's not a direct adaptation.
That's the thing. Yeah,
that's why I like it.
The Final Fantasy universe. It's in their kind of multiverse. Yes, Uwe Boll has actually like decimated a lot of the really good video games.
But they keep giving.
It's because he takes advantage of this like German like loophole. If your movie bombs, you get money. I think that's how it works.
Oh, those Germans are so high as hell.
He takes advantage of them. That's how he gets
those crazy Germans
like money to do more horrible shit.
But like Blubberella is awesomely bad, people.
Which one?
Blubberella.
Blubberella.
What? I heard that was actually good. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's awesomely bad. What? It's like Blubberella. So awesome. It's so...
I wonder if he's going to get super upset because he's making money.
You've never heard the story of Blubberella nor seen this. It's on Netflix, people.
I haven't.
Put it in your queue now.
Wow.
She's a superhero that's like 300 pounds plus and that she goes around fighting crime.
I'm okay with this.
And she is a badass...
Does she do high kicks? Because if she does high kicks, I love it.
So great.
How does she fight them?
I don't remember.
Does she sit on them?
I don't remember.
I'm sure part of it is.
It's so cheesy. It's so bad.
I wish that he would just stop, please.
Right? Like,
you're hurting me.
Anymore.
Just send him like a fan mail, please.
Uwe Boll. You're breaking my heart.
Please don't touch things.
That's I don't know. He did a movie about Auschwitz, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is it a musical?
Was it a comedy?
Is it a musical?
No, actually, I was. They had the trailer on.
She can say that because she's Jewish. I can't.
You just say it too.
No, it was serious.
I really shouldn't say it because my grandfather was. It was. In Auschwitz,
it was a serious.
He just wanted a free tattoo.
No, I'm sorry. He was in Dachau.
You went there.
He was in Dachau.
He totally
people.
Went there. Just gonna play with my
baby. The German fighting planes for the Nazis.
That sounds pretty badass.
They were like, "Hey, we're gonna throw you this concentration camp, and you're gonna make our planes for us."
Yay!
Yay!
But awesome, you don't get to.
You
die.
Don't actually get to go in the planes.
And yay!
Yay!
Well, thanks for bringing the toad down.
Well, hey, my grandfather was a German, like American spy in Germany. He was like bad.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Why doesn't he have a video game about his
life?
I know. Which actually, they've tried to do video games like that, and they're all terrible.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that video game that the Navy SEALs like are in trouble because
yes!
they gave away secrets?
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
What?
Did they not just see
is that the
that's a guy?
Sex game they did.
I think so. The guy, one of the others, just wrote a book. And is now being like, you just saw this.
You're in SEAL 6. You don't give away shit.
Yeah.
It's like you're trained to kill people.
They
you
gave
don't
away,
give away
like,
shit.
Actual like facts and protocol and everything to, is it Medal of Honor? Or
I think it is a Medal of Honor. Yeah.
And so like the government is like, wait, hey, you know, like, you know how when you said you were in this was confidential?
A little bit. LOL,
you're
that's
so
treason.
And they were never heard from again.
The sad thing is they're too much, they're American heroes at this point, so yeah, they really should not have released their names. Bad Obama. But they're American heroes at this point, and they can't do that much to them.
They could
try. People get upset.
But shouldn't people get upset about you, like, I don't know, treasoning our country for a video game?
I'm slightly okay with treason for video games.
Was it a good video game?
Video games are international. We don't choose
exactly.
a country.
Video games are international. So, yeah, that fucked us.
We don't know. I mean, video games don't choose sides. We choose all countries.
No. Wait. Important question, though. Were they hot?
Yes.
Yeah, were they hot?
Most likely.
Then it's okay.
Yeah, it's totally good.
Divulge our country's secrets. You're super dreamy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like we're coming up to the end of our show, guys. Wah, wah. But we do have our final minutes to plug some stuff, I guess, and whatever.
Yeah, like we're going to be like at some convention next week.
Oh, my God. What? No. What? No.
What convention? Because I don't know.
We're going to BetCon. We're going to have a panel.
Yay, GayCon.
Yeah, it's totally GayCon, Lulu.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a booth. Skid Row Studios is going to have a booth, so check us out. Mm. And Sunday will be our nerd dating panel. So look for the schedule.
Yes, so everyone who is listening, tell everybody who is not listening to also come to our panel.
Come to our panel. Other people at Skid Row, like who's going to be with us at the booth for Skid Row?
There's
going to be lots of different shows from the station.
People really come to our panel because don't you want to know how to date nerds?
Don't you want to know like what we really look like and like what we're like? Nice and such.
We are all hot bitches, people.
Yeah.
Come see this panel.
Other than that, you should probably go to our Facebook to actually see what we look like. Or go to Twitter.
Like us on Facebook. Go to Twitter.
You know, do that thing. Tell your friends.
Like our status if you like our status.
Like my status if you like my status.
Oh my God, I love that. It made me so happy. Like my status if you like my status. Like my status if you like Kool-Aid.
Doesn't like Kool-Aid. It was just me? Oh,
Bread Kwanda can die when she hears this.
Have you guys seen Bread Kwanda?
No.
Oh,
I'm doing a whole episode on Bread Kwanda.
God.
Oh my God.
Down,
like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
God, my family's
going
to
if we're going to do Bread Kwanda, can we do a whole episode on the Gersperms girl?
Gersperms, you're my favorite girl. Gersperms.
Don't do that when your bra is broken.
Stop airing my shit.
Her Tiggo Bitties busted her bra.
Oh my God. Everybody needs to know about Stacey's life.
That is what you get for wanting to be a star, Stacey.
You know, if you want to see me bust a bra, come down to BenCon and check us out.
We are not doing our autographs at all either. Never.
No.
Never. No. We're too good for that.
And a special appearance by Qua will be there.
Qua will come.
Qua.
I'm going to have a stamp that whenever someone comes up, I'm just going to put $5 for autographs. That's how we're gonna get famous.
These bitches. Well,
and with that, guys, follow us and hey, guys, have a fun day. Bye.
And happy birthday to Cisco.
Then get out.